It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, Governor Tony Evers met with Republican lawmakers today to talk about Medicaid, economic development, tax cuts, and more. We'll find out if any compromises are in the works ahead of the new legislative session. First, if you're a Wisconsinite, you've likely driven by the subject of our next guest's photo project. He's collecting images of the bar signs made popular in the 1960s and 70s. Logos like Pabst Blue Ribbon, Old Style Blatz, and more mark the front of many bowling alleys, taverns, pubs, and bars across the Midwest. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Are there some of these vintage bar signs near you? Maybe you've seen the replacement of one of those older signs. Do you think they're an important piece of Wisconsin culture? Call 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Kip Preslevitz is a software engineer and photographer based in Duluth, Minnesota. One of his projects focuses on photographing the remaining vintage beer signs of the Midwest. Kip joins us from our studios in Superior. Kip, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, you really grew up with this, didn't you? Tell us about your background and your connection to these signs.
Yeah, well, I literally grew up in a bar. My grandfather started one back in the 40s, and our family lived above it while we grew up, so it had PBR growing up and later Old Style flying.
This is a pretty famous tavern in the area, right? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's at Chet Namel's in Burnhamwood, noted for their chicken and bowling.
And when did you get to thinking, as a photographer, this might be a fun thing to go out and record?
About a little over a year ago, the fall of 2017, after I was winding down a different project, and I figured I wanted to shoot something more where I didn't have to wander and find as much. Like, I knew where the target was going to be, so this was just something that popped into my head that I've always seen. So I'm like, I'm going to find those and just make those my subjects for a while.
Now, to make sure we're all on the same page, talk about the kind of signs you are hunting for.
Mostly, like, the big white square ones from the 60s and 70s. I've seen, like, Pabst and Old Style has them, and Blatz. Seen a couple for Miller and Bud Light of the same style. It seems like that's just how they were made in that period.
And you see these in a wide variety of locations, right? Small town downtowns, middle of nowhere places, and all points in between.
Yep. Although it seems like more of the bigger cities seem to be having less and less of them as they get more building upgrades and turnover, as opposed to more rural areas where they're still hanging out there.
Now, how do you go about hunting for these and planning your road trips to capture these images?
The first wave was done just by going on Google Maps and browsing the street view of every tavern, bowling alley, and little small town I could find. And then I have a couple of friends who keep an active eye out for me and send photos when they find them, and then I just, when I need to drive across Wisconsin, just plot a little route of where I haven't been yet and stop and take pictures of them if the light's good.
And you're racing against the clock in some ways, because in some cases, as you said, these signs are being replaced.
Yeah, a lot of times I end up rolling into a spot and it's just gone, because the back roads on the Google Maps have been not updated for almost 10 years now, so a lot of business transactions have changed since then.
Talking to Kip Preslewitz. He's a software engineer and photographer based in Duluth. He's been taking photographs of vintage beer signs that you find in front of taverns, bowling alleys, and more around Wisconsin and around the Midwest. Kip, you also keep videos. You got some of these on your website and on YouTube, kind of showing what it's like out looking for these and watching. I wondered, first of all, you know, you're just standing in front of a bar taking pictures. Do you end up talking to a lot of the locals while you're out doing this?
It's not really. I often kind of go early in the morning, and when there's not as many people around, so that there's less clutter in front, like less cars, it's not just blocked up. So I haven't really encountered that many people while I was out, but those who have been into it and were excited that I was taking the picture of it.
And you recorded a near miss. You were driving, you were looking at the sign. It was a modern sign. Until you got to the other side. They'd only replaced half of, I think it was a Pabst sign, right?
Yeah, I just noticed it in the rearview mirror as I yelled and drove by, and I was like, oh, dang, I got to turn around and get that one.
Now, talk about the road trips themselves. You're out on the road for, what, 2 or 3 days following your itinerary?
Yeah, it's usually if I go, my family still lives in the middle of Wisconsin, so it's usually when I drive to visit them and back, I'll pick a different route every time, and so it's usually like a two-day trip. Well, two driving days with however many I stay there in between.
And have you ever gotten lost? I know you have Google Maps, but sometimes, especially when you get out to some of the more rural or wilderness dirt roads, sometimes that could steer you in weird directions.
Yeah, it sent me down some weird roads, but I always end up finding at least a major highway and getting back to where I'm going if the cell signal cuts out.
Now, you mentioned a few of the beer companies, the big ones, and looking at your photographs, the big ones are the Pabst and the Old Styles and things like that. Are there like rare ones? Do you find a ham sign like these, or did other companies just not do these kind of signs?
There's a few oddballs out there that I have only found one or two of that I haven't even gotten around to shooting yet, like hams, like you say. There's a couple of Schlitz, I think, that I've seen existing out there.
Now, you're not like me. You're a serious photographer. Do you ever get somewhere and, oh no, the light's not right, or there's some kind of condition that just ruins the whole chance?
Oh yeah, all the time, which is... I've gone so far as to plotting which signs I think will be the best time of light versus the time of day I think I'll be driving through, and then just skipping ones that might not even be perfect, so...
I want to bring on a caller now. We've got Tom on the line in Strum. Tom, hi.
Hi. Yeah, back in the 70s, I was traveling between Menominee and De Pere on Old 29, and to pass the time, I used to count the Walters beer signs, and there were dozens of them on Old 29. And actually, the two bars in Strum still have Walters signs, and I just drove by the Bracket Bar, and there's a Old Style and Liney's sign on front of them. Pretty cool.
All right. Do you see as many signs as you used to when you're traveling now, Tom?
In this part of the country, and I was just up in northern Wisconsin this weekend, you still see a lot of them.
All right.
But they are starting to disappear, yep.
Tom, thanks a lot for the call. Kip, do you, as you put these things online, do you find that other people are watching for these, or are there other hobbyists out there who are really watching for these kind of signs?
Yeah, since the article in the Wall Street Daily Herald came out a couple weeks ago, I've gotten a lot of contact forms sent into me identifying where people have seen them. And it was really funny because the very first one that was sent in was one that I actually, one of like the very first signs that I actually shot myself. So it's like, oh, yeah, I already got that one.
Oh, where was that one? What was your first, take?
Well, not the very first, but like the first big road trip, but it was down near Highway 29 somewhere. I forget what little town it was.
Now, if people start pointing out more and more signs to you, maybe not on your usual travel routes, are you going to start looking to travel in new areas and get new signs?
Oh, yeah. I already have that in my head. I just need to get around actually driving outside of the usual area.
Now, we mentioned you find these in different areas. As a photographer, you know, you're taking a picture of the same sign in many cases, but the backdrop, the building it's by, the background could be totally different. Is that part of what makes this fun?
Yeah, that's like kind of like the main point too. It's like how these different areas and scenes all have this one little thing in common that, which is kind of surprising because I put a bunch of these on display at a photo critique group in Minneapolis a couple months ago, and a couple people didn't even realize that the signs were there keeping all the pictures together. They're just looking at the whole thing as a whole and like, here's an overview of Wisconsin, and like, look at this, and they're like, oh my God.
Just hiding in plain sight there. Do you have your next road trip planned?
Not at the moment. All right. Like when the weather gets a little better.
Okay, you get a lot more light, of course, in the summer.
Yeah, it gets tough in the winter because it just goes down so quick. And.
All right, Kip, thanks a lot for joining us in our studio in Superior.
Thank you.
Kip Preslewitz is a software engineer and photographer. One of his projects, the one we've been talking about, focuses on photographing the remaining vintage beer signs of the Midwest. You can find his photos and his videos documenting his work at kpreslewitz.com, or you can find a link we have up at wpr.org.